Welcome to Pixelated Radio, playing the best of yesterday and today. I'm your host, Henderson Mann, and with me is Mark and Hello. Corey.
Hey, guys.
So, we're back again. Rich is not,
Rich
of course.
Not.
He's been racing for 24 hours or something.
Rich just realized that all the other hosts on Pixelated Radio are white, and he's like, what am I doing here?
That's racist.
I know.
But no, he's at his favorite race or something, the 24-hour Rolex something.
I'm so confused by it. Is it 24 hours straight of racing?
I don't know. You know who would know that?
Because
who would know that answer? Rich.
Yeah. Rich. I mean, it may be 24 hours straight of different races, but like, there's no way it could be one race. That'd be so unhealthy.
We could do a
like
fact
suicide.
Check.
Who needs to do that?
I don't need to do a fat check. I'm very skinny. I already know that.
Let's since we got nothing really else to talk about today, let's
Rolex. Talk about racing. Like, we are the most intelligent people on the subject.
Bro,
not having a driver's license, never having one, didn't even take driver's ed, which was like mandatory for graduation, but I somehow didn't need to.
Let's see here. The 24 Hours of Daytona, currently known as the Rolex 24 at Daytona, for sponsorship reasons, is a 24-hour sports car endurance race. It is actually 24 hours long.
That sounds terrifying.
Well, I'm wondering...
Maybe it's like, what do they call those things, where they have the four different races and then they pass the batons? Maybe it's like that with race cars, where they like.
Oh, okay, okay. Here's how it works. It sounds like basically all the racers have to drive for 24 hours, but they can take breaks in between for rest. So basically,
so it's
an endurance
marathon.
Yeah.
Because even like the marathons for like gaming or charity and those things, it's like for every hour you get what 5 minutes for a bathroom or something like that. I don't know.
I guess that's how it works. I don't know. I just kind of glanced over it.
Anytime the racing season starts, I always think about unfollowing Rich. It's like, here's 10 tweets in a row of racing nonsense that I'm like, I don't... What? All I see is Rich, Rich, Rich in my timeline, and I can't understand anything he's posting. Sometimes there are pretty pictures. It's like, oh, it's the sunrise, and you know it's pretty. And then it's just like, look at this car's tires. I don't care. Whatever. It's like, oh, look at the threading in this tire. It's really good for this. I'm like, what? Okay.
Yeah, Rich. We don't know anything about racing, but we think we're somebody's gonna listen to this and going like, dude, you're an idiot. That is not what it is. And I'm like, yes, but I can't read Wikipedia correctly. I guess, but that's what it looks sounds like. So, sounds like the first person to do 24 hours of pure racing wins, so that don't even make sense either, because some dumbass would be like, I'm not going to sleep.
That's probably that what just, it is that you've got 24 hours to go as many laps as possible.
Maybe.
It just seems unhealthy. It's like, here, the winner is whoever does the worst things to their body and doesn't give themselves enough time to rest and everything. And it's whoever is willing to wear human diapers, adult diapers, and maybe get a catheter, and I don't know.
Rich is going to be so disappointed that we talked about racing without him here.
Let's talk about Halo and all the lore of Halo.
That's the two things Rich knows all about. But.
And then let's talk about the band Savannah's Wake. Us being the members of it. Because the only person who's not here is the one person who's not in that band. That's for sure. There are also been games that have been played. I've been told.
Really?
By no one. But I've read it and I wrote it.
Well, number one,
things.
I'm pissed off because it sounds like both of you are in the motherfucking Division beta. And this makes... Yeah. This makes me fucking angry. I got it
from Xbox Live Rewards.
Let's go ahead and talk about that. And because I want to fucking play it. That's why. And I'm the only fucking one that isn't in on it besides Sean.
No, I don't know why I got it, got in it. And also, like, I mean, who cares? Like, I don't get it. Like, I would have given you my code if I knew you weren't getting one. Because I played it enough to be like, okay, I kind of dig this. But for me, I have lost all interest in betas just because I have no desire to basically, oh, here, play our broken game or our unfinished game for free right now and help us. Like, I'm not going to be an unpaid employee for the, you know, pleasure of playing the game early for a little bit and having all my progress not go through. And what? No, I'm not doing any of that. It's a waste of my time.
I want to try it out. I don't want to be like, oh, I'll play it for a day.
Well, I mean, you want to try everything. In protest, did you buy The Crew? Because I saw you got an achievement in that, and I was like,
it was
what?
On sale for $30, and
that's still not super cheap because it's $10 off. It doesn't mean like, oh,
I wanted to buy it when it was
buy The Crew, because you're a bit it's back to racing. You
no, I like The Crew. I had played The Crew originally when it came out. And so I wanted to play it. I just ain't been in the mood to play games this week. It's been a rough week. So it's like I get into something and I maybe play it for 20 minutes and I'm like out of it. So, but what I wanted to play was the fucking Division and I didn't get a code. Everybody else on the planet's got a code, but me. And I just wanted to try the goddamn game out.
Guess what? It's Defiance in Brooklyn.
And I like Defiance.
It's like a weird combination of Defiance and Destiny.
Okay, now I'm out.
I would say it's way more Defiance than Destiny.
Hopefully it's way more polished than Defiance, though.
It's not like super pretty, but it seems to be fairly polished.
Well, I mean, it's
the one thing about it is that there's a lot of, and I don't know if that's just because it's the beta. I don't know how early this build is, if it's a current build. But there's a lot of emptiness to it where there are just like people running around, but there's no actual combat or interactions where there's just a lot of like jogging around to get to points. Like there was some mission where I went to one point and then did this, some kind of interface thing when I was looking for evidence. And I went to another point, found some things, and like, I was just running around checking things and I wasn't getting into any combat. And I was just kind of like, come on. So, and there's no vehicles in the game, I don't believe. I don't know how there would be because there are broken down cars all over the place. So I don't see how you would maneuver in that way. But the shooting's fine. It has the problems of any game of this kind in that it's more stat. It's not completely skill-based. And it takes quite a bit to take down a regular person. Whereas in another game, it wouldn't be that case. So, like, a headshot is not an instant kill and stuff like that. But there seems to be a lot to it. And while there are problems with it, like some of the stuff I've mentioned, I think just having this type of faux MMO experience like Defiance and being able to, you know, customize your character and all that, it hits enough of the points that would be able to make me almost kind of maybe pre-order it because I can get the whole 20% off and it comes with a $10 reward certificate from Best Buy. So I might do that because this is the kind of game I could get.
And it's something that I'm definitely going to pick up so we could all play it together. And
I don't know LAN systems or stuff they have in there, but Corey.
Well, I was playing with my brother last night, and one of his buddies, and we were in the dark zone. And that is a lot of fun if you have a decent group of people to play with.
That's the PvP section, right?
Well, it's kind of PvP, PvE. It's a little bit of both. Like, there's AI stuff that spawns, and then there's, you know, there's normal people that run around. We went into the dark zone, and it was us three. And there's a couple rogue agents running around, and we decided to chase after them.
Holy shit! I just got my beta code. Them. Fuck yes! See you guys later. Fuck off. I'm done.
Like 4 hours
out
to play
it. Oh, sorry.
Thank you. I'm going to love, everyone's going to love that in their headphones or speakers. You screaming into the microphone.
That was loud in mine.
I say we podcast for 24 hours.
Yeah. Let's do it.
So that, you know, by the time we're done.
Wait, is it only one more day? Over. Are you serious? Oh, you're fucking
today's
kidding
the last
me.
Day.
Yeah. Of course it is. Did you really think it was going to last more than a weekend?
God damn it.
And who knows, maybe it'll be like so slow to download that you'll get nothing out of it, and then you'll have to go off and do, you know, D&D stuff and stuff like that. You'll be like, oh no, poor Rob.
I think it does go, I was talking to my brother, and he thinks it goes till 2 a.m. tomorrow morning is when it ends.
Hmm.
I cannot confirm that, though.
Well, I'm downloading that shit right now.
Great. That means the call connection will be terrible.
Anyways, let's, as I was saying,
we all know how much Rob cares about the podcast. Continue, Corey.
No,
make it short,
ahead.
Rob.
I'm
just
joking.
Five podcasts.
I'm just trying to code in.
So as I was saying, we were fighting these rogue agents and we killed them, but in the process of killing them, some other agents were fighting them, and one of us accidentally shot at them and hit them. So we became rogue. And then everybody was after us for a good 20 minutes or so, and we were in this alleyway just shooting back and forth with a bunch of people just trying to kill us. It was a lot of fun being rogue for a while. So a part of the game that I didn't think I would enjoy at all, I actually had quite a bit of fun with.
Interesting.
Yeah, but as of right now, the game is pretty stripped down, I think.
I hope this isn't a Destiny situation where you're like, oh, wow, this is kind of fun. And when the real game comes out, there's going to be so much more stuff to do. And then when the game comes out, it's like, oh, this is exactly the beta.
Well, I don't think that's going to be the case because there's a ton of stuff in menus and on the map where it says locked in out of beta or whatever.
Yes.
So you can see the full map.
A solid like half of the game.
I would say more than that.
Like, menu-wise and all that is at least locked. But I don't know how, like, I think what it is Brooklyn, right? That the first map that's available? Or it's one of the boroughs.
I honestly couldn't tell you.
Well, whatever it is, I believe it's supposed to be a one-for-one recreation. So it's like a perfect, exact, like, Google Maps recreation in terms of the size of it. But it's just the one area right now at launch. And it's funny because I guess the initial area that they showed it at when they first demoed it, that area is not going to be in the game at launch. Hmm. So that's weird, but I don't know. It makes me think of Defiance, and I enjoy Defiance enough. And I enjoy not having to pay a subscription fee. And I enjoy games like this where, and even with MMOs where they are subscription-based or not, where, like with Neverwinter, I can solo it or I can play with other people. I'm not forced to at a certain point. It's like, at this point, I don't know if that's the case with the Division, but as of right now, it feels like it's something I could just play by myself if I want to and then jump in with friends when they're online or whatever, or maybe randoms. Well,
the thing that Defiance had that worked so well is no matter what level you were in the game, you could jump in with anybody. I could be like level 100 or whatever and start with a new guy. And we could have a good time because the way the enemy system was set up. I don't think that's going to be the case in this.
Defiance was underrated.
I love Defiance. I think
I love those events too when the big monsters come and then it would just be super crazy. It would be so crazy. You'd have like a giant monster in the middle and then you'd have everyone shooting and then there would at least be one, potentially more people driving circles around the monster just like going crazy. It's like, I don't know what's going
and
on,
the game,
but okay.
The there were so many down. People that the game couldn't even load up the textures for anything. So it was like, everybody looked exactly the same.
It would lag and chug terribly. Like it was not a technically great experience, but it was just so ridiculous that it was almost sort of like a Earth Defense Force and its jankiness in those moments in the most perfect, beautiful way.
I know when the Xbox.
Where's the new Earth Defense Force?
It came out for PS4 a couple months ago.
Okay. Because I remember hearing on like Rebel FM that I think Anthony Gallegos was playing the Xbox One version. He's like, oh, it just came out. I'm like, what are you talking about? I didn't even know there was one coming out. And you're apparently playing it. And he must have just been confused. Or either he has just incredibly early, but I don't know. But
no, and it has a really weird name.
You mean it's
weirder than usual?
It's Earth Defense Force 4.1, The Shadow of New Despair. That's the PS4 version. And then
I can dig it.
The PSP version's called Earth Defense Force 2.
The PSP version? What the fuck are you talking about?
PS Vita version, sorry.
Nice.
I can't find the full name for the second one, but it's really funny.
It's because nobody cares about the PS Vita anymore.
Invaders from Planet Space.
From Planet Space, okay. I think they forgot like a conjunction or something. From planets in space.
Nope, it says Planet Space.
I know I was making a joke about them being stupid, but that's perfect.
So, all right, well, interested to hear about The Division. Lego Marvel's Avengers, and I don't know who else played this besides me, and all I've played is the first level.
I've played four or five levels.
So, basically, it's a Lego game, but it's based on the Avengers movies and four other movies that tie into it. I think it's Thor, Dark World, Captain America. I think it's the first one. I don't know if the... I don't think Winter Soldier's one of them, is it? It's weird because it starts the first level's the opening of the Age of Ultron.
And then Iron Man 3.
Yeah, it's Iron Man 3. Right. And what they needed was Guardians of the Galaxy. I can't believe that got left out. But I guess because there's no Avengers in the Guardians of the Galaxy, because that would make a lot of sense then.
Supposedly there's a teaser at the end of the game, though, that hints something strongly towards the Guardians of the Galaxies.
Well, what also hints towards that is that they make every Lego game ever with everything, and it's just a matter of time.
So, I mean, it's Legos, it's Marvel's Avengers. I haven't even got to the hub world yet, where you unlock.
Actually, I've heard a lot of people are disappointed.
I just got to the hub world. Like, the last level I beat, which was, like I said, was either the fourth or fifth level, finally unlocked the hub world.
I think a lot of people were disappointed because they expected Lego Marvel superheroes and they got movie-based Marvel. So I could...
It's good, though. I mean, the combat system's pretty in-depth from what I remember the Lego games being. There's actually kind of combos, I guess.
Yeah.
There's finishers, at least.
Some of those finishers take way too long, though. So. And that Roblox game came out, and I played a couple of those, and I'm like, this is garbage.
If you mean the best game ever by garbage, then I agree with you.
Are you really liking it, or are you just being...
I'm kind of being a troll, but I've also somehow put 10 hours into it.
I did like two different levels. I did one where it was the survival thing, and I was like, this is so stupid. There was a sandstorm coming, and everybody like hides in one fucking building. Like, what? This is stupid.
But it's dumb fun.
And then you couldn't even punch or anything, so people are just, oh, it's terrible. Did you try this one yet, Mark?
No.
And it looks like Lego's going to sue somebody.
But this thing's been out on PC for like 3 or 4 years now.
Yeah, that's what I hear. It's free to play, but apparently it's expensive if you want to buy stuff. I don't even know what the hell you buy.
Well, that's what I was trying to figure out, because all the stuff that you can buy is specifically for each game. Like the disaster one you were talking about. You can buy a balloon for like $5 that'll let you jump really high. I don't know why you'd buy that.
You should love this game, Rob, because your name's in the title.
Roblox. Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm not feeling it. Not feeling it. Not feeling it at all. Yeah. So Corey, you put 10 hours in this piece of shit. I can't really say it's a piece of shit because I don't think I even did anything besides that survival because I couldn't find anything that looked fun. So
there's a game that there's two games that I really liked that me and Joe were playing. There's one where I don't unfortunately remember the names of them, but one where you're start out as either a police officer, a assassin, or just like a civilian, and the assassin's got to kill the civilian, and nobody knows who each other is, and the police officers are trying to find out who the assassin is. And that one's kind of fun.
Three people in that mode.
And then there's like 10 or so. There's another one where there's a giant monster, kind of like, it's just a Lego looking dude, but it's a giant dude who's trying to smash everybody, and it's kind of a Monster Hunter style thing where you get like guns and crossbows and stuff, and you're trying to kill the giant monster.
Interesting.
But yeah, I mean, for a free thing, I was interested in checking it out.
Yeah. So. All right. Well, I played through Oxenfree, which was about about 4 hour experience. Probably a little pricey for what you're getting, because I think it was $20, but I did enjoy it quite a bit. And it's really hard to kind of explain what this game is. It's like it almost kind of looks like those, that iPhone game where you're kind of just walking around and it's like everything's in 2D, but it kind of like you're walking up and down mountains and cliffs and trails and stuff like that. Yeah, kind of like that. You know, it's kind of got 8-bit style looking graphics, 16-bit style graphics to an extent. Not even really that much. It just has a unique art style for this kind of game on the console. But what's really interesting is I'm pretty sure you could play this game several times and get a different story experience, because basically you get asked questions and you have like time to answer the questions. But sometimes they'll ask you like, "Oh, who's this person with you?" And you can answer, "It's my roommate," or "It's my brother," or there was another option. And so basically the way you answer that question basically changes all the other questions that come after it. So you learn all, it's definitely a walk-in simulator in 2D, but there's always dialogue going on. So I never got bored of walking because there was something always going on. It wasn't like some of the other walking simulators where I've played where basically it's like, oh, I'm just walking, nothing's going on. I'm seeing like that stupid Rapture game that I was so excited about and was so disappointed by. It was like, oh, there's nothing going on. You can't interact with anything. But in this, I at least feel like because there's dialogue going on, there's questions being asked, you're learning about the characters. There's a mystery that's weird, and it's you're trying to figure out what the hell's going on. I just really, really enjoyed it. And I know Rich was here too. He'd be talking it up too because we both played through it. So this was kind of my breakup game. This is the game I went through and just kind of kept my mind off things long enough to get over things. So, but
my question for you on this one is, does, without spoiling anything, does it end pretty well?
That's a very loaded question.
'Cause
there are multiple endings.
Oh, is there? Okay.
Yes.
I've just played a lot of games like this recently where it was super awesome halfway through the game, it fell apart and ended poorly. So I just didn't want to start this one and be disappointed.
I mean, you probably get it.
Life is disappointing. Get used to it.
It's what you put into it. It's more than anything, I guess. And like I said, I don't know. I'm sure if you played it again, you could get a different story. So, but yeah. So, and last night I finally finished up the last two Tales from the Borderlands Telltale game. And that was pretty good. That's funny because Tales from the Borderlands was probably my least favorite out of all the new ones that came out recently, and it's the only one I finished. So, there's that. Which I don't want to spoil anything, but that one had a pretty good story, and I kind of wonder if they're going to use this as canon to bridge the gap between Borderlands 2 and 3, if that ever comes out, because, you know, they're making a dumbass fucking MOBA game.
Ugh.
So is this a sequel to 2, then, sequel in a way?
It feels like it is, anyway. I really think this is canon. I think they're really going to use this as canon. So, and then the last thing I got to talk about is I played The Rise of the Tomb Raider, the Baba Yaga DLC. I don't even remember what the hell it's called.
Baba Yaga.
Very disappointing. Yaga. This was not worth $9. Very small area and a large boss fight. And half the DLC is walking through areas in the game that you've already walked through 1,000 fucking times. And I'm very disappointed in that. So I can't recommend this DLC at all. So... All right.
That's super bummer.
Corey, what have you been playing?
Well, really the only other thing I've played recently was the first and a half episode of Life is Strange. When I started playing it, something else caught my attention. I think it was the beta for Division. So, but that game starts off a little slower than I thought it was going to. The way everybody was talking about
First episode is all set up.
I mean, it's solid, though. I like it better than, like, I don't want to compare it to a Telltale game, but I mean, that's the closest thing I can think of. I like how you can see the outcome of your decision in a way. So that's really neat.
Mm.
Allows you to essentially set up the world you think it's going to set up. At least that's... I would imagine you could probably screw yourself over, though, at the same time.
It's just like here, instead of reloading at a checkpoint, you can just rewind.
But yeah, I need to finish it. Now that the Division beta is over tonight, I will get back into it.
All right.
I played it too, and I finished it, and I'm working on a write-up about it, all spoilery, because I want to write about it. And I just... The thing is, I'm going back and forth with how to write it, because the thing I don't like about a lot of writing is just how often it goes into the details about a game in terms of, like, oh, this is what you do here. This is how this gameplay thing works. Or just, I don't ever want to write something that wastes time giving you information that you could just find by going to the official site and looking at the about section or anything like that. It's like, no, if you want somebody to fluff out a press, you know, the thing, a presser or whatever, something, go to the official site and just read the details there. You don't need it to be fluffed out for you. But I finished it. There are highs, there are lows. I was meh after the first episode. I enjoyed the second episode quite a bit. The third episode, it was pretty good, but I did not like the way it ended. The fourth episode was pretty good. I'd say the two and four were probably the best of the bunch, and then I really hated the fifth episode, the final episode. I just hated it. The fifth episode for me felt like a giant cutscene and a giant just like, here, look at all this stuff again and again. Here's a recap and blah blah blah. And overall, I thought it was just okay. And part of it could just be that, I mean, one, I don't think the writing is that good. I don't, it's not that great in terms of just the writing. I didn't really like a good chunk of the characters. And it does get across well the whole high school life part of it, and the fact that it takes place in high school and these are high school characters. And for me, high school was the worst time of my personal life, and a time when if I ever got close to suicide, it would have been in high school. I hate it. It was an incredibly terrible experience. I don't enjoy reliving anything that makes me feel like, oh, this is like high school. So that just wasn't for me. But it's okay. I don't think it's groundbreaking in any way, and I don't think the rewind mechanic is that amazing or anything. I think it adds some interesting elements to it, but then it just kind of gets annoying after a point when it's just like, I got a deal. You can fast forward after you've seen something already, but it's just sort of like, I don't want to do this. And the thing I do like is that there are no story-based achievements, so you can't like get spoiled in that sense. And they have collectibles, which there is a mode after you finish it that you can get the collectible. You can just like collectible mode to get them, so you don't really have to try and get them all while actually experiencing the story. But the collectibles are revolved around taking photographs. And at times, if you really do or even come across some of those collectibles, it sort of becomes weird and takes me out of the story, because it's just like, are you really going to take a picture at this point in time when all this shit's going on or whatever's happening? You're really going to just take a picture? Really? That makes no sense. It's the Cloverfield dilemma, which I love Cloverfield, but it's that whole like, would you really just be filming this the whole time? I don't know. But it's okay. I didn't love it. I definitely do not feel anywhere near how Rob felt about
it. And honestly, I would think, I don't know if maybe because you played it all at one time, if maybe that's a reason why you didn't. I mean, I feel like this game,
I just don't think it's a disservice that great.
Playing it all at the same time. And I think that's probably why the fifth episode also. I mean, there's some stuff in the fifth. There's mechanics in the fifth episode that I didn't like at all. But the fact that it kind of went through some of the stuff that had happened, I thought I liked that part. So,
I didn't. But I'm also like, I hated going back to Shadow Moses in Metal Gear Solid 4. I don't like being taken back to something I've already experienced. I don't like that. I don't think that. I think that's just cheap and lazy, and I never enjoy that really. There's another game that did that too recently, and I never liked that. But I will say that I don't want to get into it since Corey is playing and going to get back to it, but the reason why the whole fact that I hate the way the third episode ends, I still hate the way it ends mechanically and all that, but the moment, what it gives you in the beginning of the fourth episode, I thought that was one of the best parts of the entire series mm-hmm. season. That little like sort of vignette, but I really enjoyed that, and I was like, oh, but yeah, I was quite disappointed in the end. And then before I get to the game I've been playing the most, I did start playing Lifeline, which is that mobile game, and there
I picked that up too.
Two sequels, because it was free at some point. I had no idea what it was, other than I remember Lunchbox talking about it at some point, and then he was disappointed with it in the end because there are multiple endings, and he ended up getting the best ending right away so that he wasn't able to like experience all the other things that go. Like, he just sort of like got the best part right off the bat, and then he was just kind of done with it. What I didn't know about it is that what it is it's sort of like, not exactly AR, but like it's as if you got a signal from someone who's crash landed on some planet. They don't know where they are, and you just choose, you have like two different options for dialogue choices after they talk at for a certain point, and like helping them. It's like a choose your own adventure in a way, but you're choosing the adventure for this other character, and it goes into your phone or your whatever, your mobile device, and then you'll get notifications. There will be times where it's be like, well, I'm going to go walk to this thing, and I will essentially, you know, like text you later, and you'll get a notification at some point in the future when they've reached that point. And it's set up in an interesting way where it's like, okay, this will just be like, oh, maybe I don't think there's any actual phone calling where they'll talk to you, but like, oh, I'll get a text message from this person later. So it's kind of not like you're constantly playing the game, but that you just wait and then you'll get a little bit and then you'll play a little bit and then you'll get more. I didn't know all that, and I just found it incredibly annoying because I would get like 12 notifications in a row. It'd be like, here, you just sent me this short text and then this short and this short. I'm like, oh my God, I was trying to do something else. And then it just kept berating me with crap from this fictional. I was like, you know what? I can't be bothered with your bullshit, your fake bullshit. I don't care. Go die on your planet. I'm sick of you. You won't shut up. So I don't think I was in the mood for it. And I think maybe if I knew what it was beforehand and wasn't just kind of caught off guard by these incessant notifications, that maybe I wouldn't be so against it. But I'm like, I just can't be bothered with it. And after this initial experience, I don't think I'm going to go back to it. Just
so
like,
wait, when they send you a text message, do you have to reply right then and there?
It's not like you have to immediately respond. You don't have to. At least it hasn't been my experience because I did not. I was like, because I was doing, I first started up when I was about ready to go to bed because I didn't know what it was. I was like, might as well try this for now. And then it was like, I'm going to go walk, whatever, and I'll contact you in an hour. I'm like, I want to be sleeping an hour. If this game's like time sensitive, you're going to be dead because I am not checking my, I'm not going to wake up in an hour to check on your stupid ass. So that was just like, okay, yeah, I'm done with this game. I'm going to bed. And did you like it?
I did. My first playthrough, because it has multiple endings, my first playthrough played out very, very poorly for the guy.
He's also kind of a dick in the beginning. I was like, I don't care. He's like, oh, get all snippy with me. I was like, Jesus Christ, man. I don't even want to help you, piece of shit. I wanted to kill him. I'm like, what's the worst thing I could... the worst choice I can give you?
You actually, like, grow to a little attached to the character, I guess, if you start... At least I did. He found it pretty interesting. But he had to go climb up this mountain, and I told him to climb up the mountain. He's like, I don't know. It doesn't seem like a good idea. And I was like, do it anyways. And it didn't go well for him. So... That's how my first playthrough ended.
So what you're saying is I should replay this game and just tell him to go up the mountain so I can be the reason he dies.
Sure. I mean, if that's how you want to play it.
Does it tell you that he dies or you just never hear from him again? That would be hilarious.
I don't. It said something to the extent of, like, communication ended with something like that. I don't remember exactly what it said.
Okay. It'd be like, are you still there, guy? Guy?
But it was interesting. I had never played anything like that, so it kept my interest. But I had notifications turned off because I'd never turned notifications on anything, so I would just go back to it whenever I remembered that it was there.
So that's why we sometimes don't get messages, we don't get texts back from you.
Yeah.
Me.
Yeah. I don't like my phone blowing up. If I had notifications on all the time, my phone would constantly go off.
I have notifications on for just certain very specific things. But for the most part, I have them turned off because I don't want to deal with it.
Aww.
I also played Mad Max. And it's a very weird experience because I don't think it's that great of a game. It's incredibly repetitive in everything you do. But I'm just like, well, this is okay, and there's plenty of repetitive crap to do, so I might as well just collect all this crap.
That's exactly what I said would happen when you played this game, too.
I wasn't really following the story, because the combat gets super repetitive, and it has the same problem with any type of combo-based combat system that doesn't have the greatest camera in that. Oh, you press the Y button to parry and counter, but you may not see somebody who's got that little notification above their head, so you won't be able to do it. You might be able to, I guess, but the car combat is kind of fun. It has a mixture of wheel man and the whole side smashing bit of it, and you can do head-on collisions, you can customize your car, you get various weapons like the
Thunder Poon.
yeah, the but the grappling hook, and a sniper rifle. But yeah, that's fine. It can be a very pretty game at times, like when the sun is setting and stuff like that. Whenever it storms, which it doesn't seem to do that often, but that gets
when it
crazy.
Storms, it does get annoying though, because how long it takes for the storms to end.
Yeah, I was surprised by how long they were taking. I'm like, it's like find shelter, and then I'm like, okay, I found shelter, so it's only going to be like a minute, right? And no, it's like 5 minutes. It's like, there's nothing I can do. I'm just sitting out here, waiting. It's nice because you'll get likely 2 to 3 crates of salvage that you can use to upgrade your character and all that stuff. But it's an all right game. I like it more than Just Cause 3. And yeah, sure, I may not have given Just Cause 3 that much time, but things I didn't like about Just Cause 3, I like more in Mad Max, like traversing the world. I think the driving is better. It's not the greatest. It helps when you are able to upgrade your car and improve the handling and stuff like that. But I much prefer that. And then I didn't like the shooting in Just Cause 3, and Mad Max is not a shooter. It is a pure melee combat game. You have a shotgun, but you really just use that when in your car, or you can use it in the combat, but it's not a shooter, which is what I was concerned about at first, because I wasn't sure if it was that way or not, and the controls are not geared towards being a shooter, and I was like, oh my god, if this has a lot of shooting, I'm going to kill myself. But it's fine. It's a game that's, you know, I think worth picking up for $20 or $30. It will definitely take you a long time, because there are, I think, either 4 or 5 section off areas. There might be 5, and the 5th one is just like that final zone that's really, really tiny. I don't know if it's like its own little thing, but they all have these strongholds in them, and you can upgrade them by collecting things and improving, like getting a scrap crew that will collect scrap while you're offline or stuff like this. And each one of those strongholds has all of those to collect. So it's not like you collect one scrap crew bundle and you can put it in all of them. No, you have to do it for each and every one. So it's just a lot of the same. It's a great game for anyone who has OCD tendencies and just is like, I gotta get it all.
I don't
all.
Know if that's a great thing.
And you will have plenty of time. It's not. I mean, it's for a certain type of person.
I don't think that's a great thing when you got OCD tendencies and you got to collect everything, because you'll be there forever.
But I mean, for people who are OCD in that way and like then it is a good thing. I'm saying for that. I'm not saying it's going to turn you into an OCD person or have to, but I mean, there are people like me who I do enjoy that, because it's also a decent thing for, you know, listening to podcasts and stuff like that, because the story is not that great. It's not that interesting. The characters are not great overall. The only one who I like is
Chum Bucket.
What is it? Chum? Chug? Yeah. He's pretty good. But yeah, it's an okay game. I would like to finish it soon. I might just stop playing it at a very, very, very soon point, because I'm just like, oh god, I need to move on. But I don't know what to play next anyway either.
I need to go back and play more of that. So, well,
that's it.
All right.
Has anybody been watching?
I'm trying to think.
Anything?
Like,
have any of y'all watched Life in Pieces?
Is that a movie, a TV show, what? No.
TV show, I think CBS. It's with Colin Hanks and the sister-in-law from Breaking Bad and that producer guy who was going out with Olivia Munn on Newsroom. It basically reminds me a lot of Modern Family if it wasn't so geared towards hitting all these specific bullet points. Like, we got to have the gay family with the Asian baby, and like, it just feels more naturalistic and a little bit grounded, and it's a nice little comedy. And I don't think there are that many great comedies on TV these days.
No, I haven't watched that. I did watch that DC's Legends of Tomorrow, or whatever the hell it's called, and I don't know how I feel about that yet.
You'll know how you'll feel about it tomorrow. Okay, nobody wants.
I'm trying to think. It seems like there's something I should have talking about, and I don't know.
Great. You put it out. You put it in the show notes. You're like, I'm gonna type this out. And it took you longer to it took you longer to type the title than you did.
Well,
to
okay, I think the character there's too many characters in the show. I mean, it's got Hawk Girl, Hawk.
The audio has just gone to
and I'm
shit.
Not even downloading anything.
I don't know
anything.
If that is for everyone else. The show is buzzy.
Oh shit! I see. Internet issues. Can anybody still? Okay, can you guys hear me now?
Can hear you
a little bit.
It's probably great. Coming back. I just looked down and it's. It was trying to reconnect.
It sounds okay,
yeah, everything's now. Coming back. My internet just shit out. I haven't started download The Division yet either, so.
Sure you haven't.
But, no, Legends of Tomorrow I think has way too many characters. And, it's just, I don't know, they're traveling through time to fix, try to stop a villain named Vandal Savage from the comic Immortal. He's an immortal, and I don't know. I just like the first two episodes dealt with them going back to the 70s to try to find the way to stop him, and I'm just like, eh.
Wait, did you watch Legends of Tomorrow? Or did you watch Highlander?
Is that?
But, I don't remember.
But well, only the villain is immortal. Nobody else is immortal, which you find out definitely at the end of the second episode when one of the characters dun dun dun. Dies.
Gets their head chopped off?
That didn't even happen.
Okay, then it's not Highlander.
Which was, of all the characters that could have died, that's the one I'm so glad died because I couldn't stand him. So,
You know what we should talk about, if we've all seen it, is the latest Suicide Squad.
I have not watched
trailer.
That because I do not give a shit.
I did not care about that movie until I watched
it. I do not care about the Suicide Squad. At all. I can't stand the Suicide Squad.
It looks like.
And I can't stand. I fucking gloss over every time the Suicide Squad is brought up on Arrow.
You know what you should gloss over on Arrow? Everything on Arrow, because Arrow sucks. I mean, I haven't watched
any
of
this.
This
current season's not very good.
But the last season was so crappy.
No, because I like the show. They need to get rid of this fucking Felicity fucking shit. That shit just needs to stop. That has, like, ruined my joy of the show, is fucking Felicity.
So Felicity has become Arrow's
yes.
Lana Lang? Not a surprise there.
What do you...
What? He watched the show Superstore. It's a show that's, like, imagine Chuck without any of the spy aspects. It's just them in a store.
Yeah, it's a, I don't even know what channel it's on, but it's essentially like a big box retailer, but it's kind of comedic, and somebody who's worked at a lot of retail places, it
makes me laugh
real
hard. I may have
to
watch this. I wonder
if
it's on Hulu.
I think that's where I'm watching it, yeah. But there's just a lot of...
What, Mark?
No, I was just saying, like, I think the only station that's not on Hulu is CBS, and I know it's not a CBS show.
Gotcha.
I feel like it's CW.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I didn't even realize CBS wasn't on there, because I thought that's what Supergirl's on.
I don't know what Supergirl's
on.
I
liked
Supergirl.
That show for like two episodes, and then I got bored with it.
CBS, I don't know when they did, but they introduced recently like a $5.99 for their own streaming system platform.
Well, a lot of their... Oh, that's right. They got the Big Bang Theory and stuff like that. I usually watch that. I got an app for the Xbox for Time Warner Cable, so I get to... That's how I watch a lot of that stuff on demand. So...
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Is that Halo?
That's a car outside. It's like a motorcycle. Jesus. I'm trying to record here, motherfucker. And then I watched the first two episodes of the new X-Files, and they're pretty good.
I heard those are pretty bad.
The critics are fucking panning it, and I don't know what they expected, but the fans of the fucking show are liking it, so I don't know.
I heard Gillian Anderson in particular is not great.
She's the same as Scully as she's always been, for the most part. She seems to be. I don't know. I just think some people had too much high expectations because the show feels exactly like it felt back then. Hell, they even kept the same exact intro from those years ago, which I think was hilarious. So, but yeah, I like what I see. The second episode wasn't as good as the first episode, but I'm wanting to see I know there's only six episodes, so hopefully they get a full season to come back, or at least another half season next year or something. But yeah,
I'm excited to
Superstore. Talk a little bit about that, Corey, because you just said something. You only got to talk a little bit about it, and then we got.
I don't remember what I said.
I think it's just saying that as somebody who works in retail, they find a lot of
because they have customers doing all kinds of stuff. Mark, you and me need to stop talking over each other all the time.
It's impossible.
Yeah, we need to do it live and make it better.
Yeah, or go back to the thing where it's like we have our webcams on and could just be like. Raise your hand when it's like, I want to interrupt you.
Well, we could do that too. We'll have to work on that. But.
Yeah.
But.
It's because Corey often has like hesitations, with, like take a long pause, and I'm like, I don't know if he's done talking. whenever we do have the parts where like no one's talking, I'm like, someone's got to start talking. And then I'm just like, blah, 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 blah,
all right.
Blah.
Corey, say blah, something blah. About Superstore. Oh, God, shut up!
It's pretty good.
Yeah, sorry. I think if he had anything else to say, he would have already said it by now.
No, because every time he talks, you talk over him.
No, he said his whole thing about it, the retail, and he found it, and then he stopped talking about it. He didn't continue after that. And then you moved on to the X-Files. That's what happened.
All right. I guess that's it for the show then.
It's a way to end it.
Mark, why don't you do the plugs?
I am at PX Sausage on Twitter, Instagram, Vine, Periscope, Snapchat, Xbox Live, all the usual places. On PSN, I am the Kush3, the KUSH number 3, Wii U, Pixelated Sausage. The site is, of course, pixelatedsausage.com, where you can see occasional videos, some artwork, the other podcasts I do, the Pixelated Sausage podcast. Both shows are on iTunes and Stitcher Radio, and you should definitely rate and review both this show and that show. And, I just submitted the podcast to Player FM, so that'll probably be up on there soon enough. That's pretty much it. I've come to the conclusion that Vine is better for posting short videos, and Instagram is better for never posting videos ever, so that's what I'm going to do.
Okay.
There just seems to be much more traction, and the quality of the video is way better. Like the compression and everything.
Yeah, that Mad Max video.
Instagram does on their end.
Really clear, crisp, and clear.
Terrible. Yeah, like Vine, I feel like they just let it go. It's just like, here, we'll just take it as it is. And Instagram is just like, no, we need to make this look like it's on a 320 by 2240 display. It's like, God almighty, this is like crap.
All right. Corey?
Hi. I'm Wolfna on pretty much everything, as always. I am going to start... I've gotten the creative bug to start doing some stuff. I've been playing a lot of guitar, so I think I'm going to start posting some stuff I've been working on the website. Hopefully I'll have that in the next couple of days. I'll send it to you, Mark, if you're cool with it.
All right. I'm cool with it. I can even set you up with like your own login and stuff, and you can post things yourself. And I text you, Rob, about if you were interested
and
in
setting
up a
login? And I was too focused on other things going on, so...
And you still have yet to do one video.
I know. I got stuck into that D&D stuff now where I'm wanting to write that adventure and try to sell it on DM's Guild. So I'm just kind of focused on...
I mean, I think it'd be interesting if you just like wrote little quick things about your process and that. I think that whole thing is interesting.
Yeah, I need to work on my writing because my writing is so atrophied at this point.
Yeah. I'm trying to get, that's another reason why my Life is Strange thing is not yet. I just like getting back into the rhythm of writing and just wanting to write in the way I want to write, which is not the typical way of, not the typical, the typically journalistic way of writing.
What's been the oddest thing for me so far in this Dungeons and Dragons writing thing is trying to decide where to set the game at. Like I was going to set it in Forgotten Realms so I didn't have to come up with gods and stuff like that. And then I was like, then I got to play by their rules. And because Forgotten Realms is the only world that you can write stuff for, or you can do a generic world. So I was like, fine, I'll put it in Forgotten Realms so I don't have to come up with the gods and a pantheon and all that. And then the more I did that, I was like, man, I just want to be able to make my own world. So I did a map of just a small area of where I would set the game at. And the more I did that, the more I was like, God, now I got to come up with my own pantheon. And so I'm back in Forgotten Realms now. So it's been a...
Is Forgotten Realms where all the Mortal Kombat
stuff takes place? No, Forgotten Realms is... Come on. Come on, Mark.
It's something like that, isn't it?
Nether Realms.
Whatever. See, it's
Forgotten
all
Realms. Forgotten Realms is where the Neverwinter game takes place. So that could confuse you a little more, too. But... But in Baldur's Gate. In fact, that's where the adventure I'm working on now is set at, is in Baldur's Gate. So,
are any of y'all interested in The Witness?
I'm super interested in it. I just don't have the money to buy it right now.
I'm not super interested at all. That game looks boring as shit.
I mean, dude. I'm just kind of interested in it as a thing, but those type of games are just not my thing. Like I. Whatever, Myst this or that. I did not care for Myst.
It doesn't even... Reading about it, it doesn't even really sound much like Myst. It sounds like a bunch of fucking finger puzzles.
Yeah, but like you said, you watched it on like a stream somewhere. And I've heard that's the worst way to experience that game.
No, the worst way to experience that game is probably to play it because it looks boring as shit.
I think the worst way to experience any game is through a stream. I don't think you can really judge a game. I don't think it's fair to judge any game by watching someone else play it. I don't care about it. I just think that's a horrible way to experience.
Well, I mean, I watched the stream, but then I also read the reviews of people talking about it, like the reviews and stuff. It does not appeal to me at all.
Well, Rob, I'm getting it probably this week because I don't think I can wait much longer to play it. So you'll have access to it.
I mean, I'll give it a shot if you buy it, and then I will give it a shot, but I'm just not, I don't know. I don't know. But anyway, I'm Henderson Man. You can find me on everything, and I'm working on my DM's Guild adventure. God knows if it'll ever come to fruition. But at least it's something I'm putting some creativity into, though. So... And I keep getting stuck, so I don't know. Maybe I will write that blog or do a video about my process, so I don't know. I know I won't, but I'll say that. And then listen to the Undercover Unitards because I was on there for an interview a couple weeks back.
I in no way need to hear you talk shit about me for an hour and a half.
Yeah, like you guys talking shit about me? Yeah, okay. Not for the hour and a half, though.
No.
I need to go listen to these.
Apparently, I'm a weirdo, but they love me anyway.
You are, Rob.
We're all weirdos.
And I did not realize how annoying Halo's collar sounded on on the radio feed, too. So he has now been thrown out of the room every time I record. So, and also... big congratulations to Corey fixing his fucking mic.
Yay! That was the dumbest thing I've ever overlooked in my life. Yeah, I wouldn't even say
anything, and now you're going to...
Oh, I have no shame whatsoever, so everybody can know my incompetence.
Well, they already know by the way you misspell things all the time.
No, they just take your word for what it is and assume I misspell
things. So what?
What? Except when Rob and everyone else agrees with me.
So what was it that you needed to do?
So when I updated my Mac like 2 months ago or whatever it was, it updated all the programs for it so it would work on the new OS. And when it did that, it changed the Skype input microphone setting to my default microphone, which is just built into the desktop itself. And when I went into the settings of the computer, I turned all my internal microphones off, but it somehow still was picking it up through the Skype system, so I couldn't figure out where the problem was. And I just figured it out today.
So, well, at least it's fixed now, and you sound good, so... All right, that's going to be it for the show.
It's a pretty hilarious story when you think...
yeah. Everybody, have a good day. Yep, there we go.
There it is.